They're undefeated this season, and they've got a lot of quality in their team. You can see that, and you know, they got Kavanagh. When we thought we had him in accommodation and everything. That was hard to take, and he's a fantastic footballer. And we had to get over that. And you know, if you look at their players, they're exceptional.
It's a case where, as you say, they're unbeaten at Tala this year, and they've 6-0 and they drew 0-0 away Dundalk. But you have a decent record at Tala, and you have a decent record against Shamrock Rovers too.
Yeah, we have, against all the Dublin clubs, actually. And, you know, it's just circumstantial, you know, but we relish going to a beautiful stadium with a good team to play against. And they're playing more football this season, from what I've seen. And I think they'll be a threat for the title.
From your point of view, you're obviously getting on date now with the great performance and the victory down at Bohemians. The boys must be looking forward to the game. And
they are, yeah. It was. We just wanted momentum to go into the Dundalk game on the Friday that was postponed. We're hoping that it gives players some of our injured players time to recover. And none of them actually will be available for Friday night. John Coffey's wife's had a baby, so he's away to look after his wife. So we haven't really got any additions to what we normally would have.
And is it a case where, you know, it's a big sort of weekend then, you're the return the end of the Brandywell on the Monday?
I know, we're looking forward to that. Against Limerick, you know, there's a wee touch of irony about it because our first match last season at home at Inishowen was Limerick, the abandoned game. And now we have Limerick again. And they'll be coming up saying, oh, no, not us again. So, you know, Limerick got a bad beating themselves, and they'll be out to try and restore some pride and come up to Derry to get a result. And in their next away game, which is us. So, you know, we looked at them beating Sligo up in Sligo, which we weren't able to do. And they played with great organisation. So I know I'm fully aware of the players and the good players that they have.
But as you say, because it's Rovers up first, that's where your main focus is?
Our main focus is Shamrock Rovers, and you know, they're firing on all cylinders. You could see that. They've got Ronan Finn back for this game, and I'm sure they'll be wanting to try and exact some revenge on us. Did we win 3 times last season, I think, out of 3? It's hard to keep that going against a team as big as Shamrock. But we'll do our best, and hopefully we can bring something back up the M1.